Episode 862, Your Unexpected Gifts.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Guess what today is? It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And it is a time of reflection. And I got to tell you, I'm a little tired. And so for me, this reflection is really important. I know it's going to set me up for success for my week. And we're going to be talking about your unexpected gifts. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. For some people, the week starts on a Sunday. For others, they think Monday is the first day of the week. It doesn't matter how you look at your calendar, but for this episode, we're going to kind of pretend that you're going to start your week on a Sunday. And so today is the first day of the week. Do you ever get tired? Do you get up going, there's no way I can face tomorrow? There is just no way. I don't have the energy level that I need. I'm worn out. Maybe you're just making mistakes left and right. You feel like you're in a time period where everything that you do, that you touch, isn't what it's supposed to be. It doesn't turn to gold. It doesn't even turn to silver. It just kind of, well, maybe just withers like a fresh cut flower that slowly dies. Why is it that your faults and failures seem to highlight the day? I want you to be ready to be blessed with your unexpected gifts. Your faults and failures and flaws and all are redeemed. God redeems them without hesitation. Beauty for ashes. Now I know you don't look at your faults as beauty. In fact, you probably say, oh, I'm just going to beat myself up over and over again. You will not believe what happened and the problems I'm facing right now. There's no way I can climb out of this situation. But you know what? You don't have to be the one to pick up the broken pieces by yourself. God desires to lock arms with you and show his glory through you. These unexpected gifts are hard to accept. They are for me. I mean, I told you already, I'm tired. I'm worn out. And this day is especially important for me. Why? It is my rejuvenation. It's like restarting my battery. It's the kickstart. It's like, come on, Lord, I need you to pump me up so I can be ready to tackle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday so that I can start the cycle over again. Come together with my family on Saturday and then re-kick again. There is this cycle here. For one reason, I don't know about you, but for me, I don't deserve these unexpected gifts. And the greatest reason is that I'm too upset, mad, or angry, sad, depressed, and frozen. I'm frozen by my own faults. I'm frozen by my own failures. I don't see the hope, only hot messes. And it's like, I don't want to deal with it anymore. It's like an adult temper tantrum. You've seen a child throw a temper tantrum, if not in your own home, in the store, where they just break down and they're like, enough already. Do your days sometimes reflect that? When all you are doing is really focusing and honing in on those faults and failures and flaws? Because that's all you can see? I know, I've been there. And it's not a fun place to be. And it doesn't seem fair. Life isn't fair. I stumble through the day with self-doubt, fear, and a frustration that won't fade. Any of this sound familiar? Maybe you're in a hot mess right now. But God says, I am redeemed. You are redeemed. He compensates you for being flawed. How cool is that? Think about this. You go to your bank and you say, oh man, I made a couple extra withdrawals. I made a few mistakes. Will you forgive me and just put that money back in my account? You know it doesn't work that way. But God fills your bank account up regardless. And I'm not talking about your money bank account. I'm talking about your emotional bank account, your strength bank account, your trust bank account, your endurance bank account. All of what you need to get up and to continue to move forward. He's got you. Isaiah 44:22 says this, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. He compensates you for being flawed. You're flawed. I mean, that's the way I see it, right? I'm a flawed me. You're a flaw you. Yet when he sees your reflection, it's the beauty that glistens and grabs his attention. You are his masterpiece. He created you on purpose for a purpose. Your unexpected gifts can bless you too, but you must open your heart and accept God's redemption. It's a gift. So it's time for your self-checkup. Yeah, it is. We got to do it. It's that reflection. How are you doing with your unexpected gifts? Are you honestly walking in grace, knowing God's got you always? I know I really struggle with that. And it's partly because we are human. We are flawed. And God knows that. And that doesn't give us the excuse because, oh, it's real easy. Well, I'm a Christian. I can just ask for forgiveness and do whatever I want. No, you can't. God holds us to a higher standard. We need to understand our failures, our faults, when we fall down. So when we get back up, we try to continue to become a better person, to become your best selfie. It sounds easy to say, but putting it into practice becomes a challenge. It does for me. When your flaws and failures present themselves, lean on God. Lean on him. Lean into him. Let him bless you with your unexpected gifts. Let him surprise you one morning when all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't see this going to happen. I didn't know this was going to happen in my situation. This is totally awesome. This is cool. Learn the lessons he teaches. Grow and create your now with him at the helm. Don't try to drive your own race. We do it so many times. And if you keep doing it by yourself, you're going to get even more tired, even more worn. You're going to beat yourself down. It's time to build yourself up. Let God do his job, what he does best. Lean on him. Nothing is impossible when God's on your side. Your life can be a party every day. Don't you want your life to be a party? Celebrate his goodness bestowed upon you. Accept your unexpected gifts. He's given them to you. Rely on him. Lean on him. Trust him. Honor him. Walk in his grace and know that he loves you unconditionally. So when you look in that mirror, the next time you maybe go to the bathroom, you pass by maybe a mirror on your wall, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to say these three words. I am redeemed. God's got you. It's your time now to go out and continue living out your story. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.